Primarily tonight, we'll just give a update, a report on the work in Zambia, but before we do that, it's always good to just be directed again to the Word of God, and I'd like to lift very briefly something from the book of Psalms. We're going to go to Psalm 113, and this is a psalm that is all about praising the Lord. And as we thought and we're reminded this morning, that is the high point of Christian life and the center of eternity with Christ Himself, to praise and to worship Him. I'm going to break into the psalm at verse number 4, Psalm 113, verse 4, which says, "The Lord is high above all the nations." You cannot compare Him to anything in this world. He is high above all the nations. His glory is above the heavens. That's an incredible statement, isn't it? God has set His glory outside of time and space, because He Himself, being eternal, is outside of time and space. And I would just stop to make a comment tonight, how God must view puny man as he makes his apparent discoveries in this universe, claiming there is no God in this universe, failing to see that the very God of glory is set outside of this universe. He has set His glory above the heavens. Verse 5, "Who is like the Lord our God?" And I trust, as we are thinking this morning, He is absolutely incomparable. He is absolutely sufficient in every situation. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high? But then verse 6, "Who humbles Himself to behold." This is an incredible characteristic of God. He has set His glory above the heavens, outside of this world of time and space. And yet there's a characteristic in the heart of our God of humility. And that is something you will not find in any other religion in this world. Great as He is in His power and majesty, His glory and strength, our God is a God of humility. And He humbles Himself to behold, in order for Him to see what is taking place in this created universe. God humbles Himself to look into this world of time, to look into your life and mine. There is a humility about our God that really is inexplicable. And I could spend a lot of time there, but I think I'll just draw out this characteristic that humility is a part of godliness. It's a part of the character of God. And Christ is the very essence of that, as we're about to find. He says, "The one who humbles himself shall be exalted, but the one who exalts himself shall be humbled." What a contrast between Christ and Satan. He humbles himself to behold. So it doesn't matter what situation we're passing through today, nothing is hidden from God. He desires daily in your life to humble himself to behold. But I think the amazing, outstanding fact of Christianity, let's jump very quickly to the Gospel of John. And you may already be thinking what I am thinking. We not only have a God who humbles himself to behold, but we have a God who humbled himself to become. It wasn't enough just to look down upon the children of men. It was only enough to come down amongst the children of men. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, I just read verse 1 and then verse 14. In the beginning was always the Word. The Word was always with God, and the Word was always God. This is the God who set his glory above the heavens, who lives and exists outside of time and space. And yet this very immortal, invisible one, verse 14, the outstanding truth and yet mystery of Christianity, and the Word, that same one, didn't only humble himself to behold, he became flesh. He took a human body in incredible humility in the manger at Bethlehem, and that one who set his glory above the heavens, he humbled himself to become. Why would he do that? He became flesh and he made his dwelling. He dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. What an outstanding statement. He has done everything. You see, the message of every other religion in this world, and I'm not saying Christianity is really a religion because it's outside and beyond that, but every message that is presented to you and me in this world of time is you and I trying to do something to find, to get our way to God. But the whole message of Christianity is God coming down to us so that we will be with him and like him for all eternity. And we're astounded by this reality. He not only humbles himself to behold, he humbled himself to become. And how can we ever understand and enter into the fullness of God in human form, Emmanuel, God with us, so that we might behold his glory? And John says, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. As we dwell upon that and think upon that, that has to have an impact. When we understand that Christ is truly sufficient, everything we need, that he not only humbled himself to behold, but he humbled himself to become, that has to have an impact on your life and mine. You can almost summarize the whole of the Old Testament, God in humility, humbling to behold the things in this world, and the New Testament humbling to become. He not only humbled himself to become a man in this world, he stooped again, even to the death of the cross. He gave everything for you and me. Why? How could we ever explain it, let alone deserve it? But most of all, how do we respond to a statement like that, to a reality like that? A love so amazing, so divine, demands, shall have my soul, my life, my all. I trust the Lord will just touch each one of our hearts with those simple and yet very profound words from the Word of God. My main purpose is to update each one of you this evening on what the Lord has done and is doing at La Loma in Zambia. And before I do that, It's a great privilege on behalf of Joy and myself just to share again our appreciation with each one of you here at North York Gospel Chapel for your prayers, for your support, for your interest, for your encouragement, for your fellowship, and for your partnership. It means so much. And I'm sure you've all been at a point in your life where you may be struggling with a particular situation, and then you stop. And you realize that someone somewhere is praying. And it makes a difference. And it's not just the person out there, wherever he or she may be. It's that whole prayer support behind them that is important. Because it's so often prayer that is the victory that overcomes the world. I don't think I need to introduce Joy. Left from Philadelphia in 96. God called me as a single from England in 97. We met in 98. Married in 99, and as we would say, the rest is history. We're blessed to have David, Daniel, and Kara, and I'm sure you've got to see them over the weekend. So I just want to give a very short presentation on the work of God at La Loma, and please notice that it's God's work. Any one of us, we're simply servants in his harvest field. We have nothing to offer. Everything is of him. For those who may just need a reminder, Zambia is in central southern Africa, surrounded by 8 different countries. Where we actually have been living during that time is a place in the Manyinga township in Northwest Province, just at the top of the White Arrow, about 12, 13 hours drive from Lusaka. Very quickly, some typical sights. If you love children, you love Africa. They are bound in many shapes and sizes, but please don't forget at the other end of the spectrum, many elderly people, unwanted, in need, and we'll mention about them. Whether it's being at a mission hospital, funerals seem to be just a part of daily life, or whether just the community in which we live, and so many opportunities to share the life-giving message at such an occasion. Things to look out for. I often say, speak to the children. This one is a spitting cobra, especially in the rivers, the crocodiles, the army ants, especially at night. You don't get to see them until they're all over your body. I know Sharon knows all about them as well. And suddenly they bite when they get all over you. Chameleons, let me just stop for a moment for the younger children. An incredible animal. Everyone is superstitious of it. And if you ever want to clear the air, you take a chameleon, because people just assume they're poisonous and vicious and whatever, and people flee in terror from you. And yet, they're not poisonous. And their body color just changes to fit in with the environment. Their eyes are incredible. They can look one this way, one that way. So it does look a bit of a strange, scary creature. But in our Christian life, we shouldn't be chameleons. Amazing anthills, white ants, we can tell you about that. They will destroy almost anything in your home if you give them the opportunity. Typical rural village that we will work and move in. But many opportunities in such an environment to share the word of God. You arrive and you think, why do women carry so many things on their heads? For them, it's just culture. Why wouldn't you carry on your head? But you can imagine the suffering they go through at the end of their lives. Food still generally very basic in Shima, or Shima in Luvali. The historic one is cassava, a root crop, and the leaves are also used for relish to eat with that. And typically, after you've soaked it, dried it, pounded it, and then mixed it into meal, and I always love to put this one in with the boys, it's a wonderful little child's food, a finger food. Just seems yesterday, though, at that age, and yet, wow, time has gone. Beautiful sunsets, but wow, can it rain, and that's normally from end of October through to April, just totally transforms the landscape. All sorts of variety, crossing a pontoon on our way to Lusaka. Occasionally, you come across elephants or get chased by an elephant. That's happened to us once in the park. They always have right of way. You can be anywhere at night and suddenly, boom, there's a tree down across the road. So a chainsaw is always a good friend to have you with you. One of the things that amazed me in Africa is not only just having a flat tire far from home, but in the rainy season, the whole landscape transforms into something else. I never thought Africa, you could get stuck in Africa, but you really can. Driving in the rainy season, a lot of fun. Our ambulance, trying to get up to a clinic 3 hours drive north, is stuck for the whole day. The roads are something else. That leads to lots of vehicle maintenance at the workshop, and we're thankful now a young lad, well, he's no longer young, he's just turned 40, so he's actually the age where he is now considered a mature person. He's helping us in the workshop. We've been able to train him, and he's doing a wonderful job. Others, we've been able to train for the hospital in plumbing, building, all that sort of thing. Two or three times a year, we have a container. It arrives with all sorts of wonderful things. It may be medicine, it may be supplies, it may be food, and a time of great rejoicing. Thankful for an airstrip put in 2007 that has saved a couple of lives in an emergency situation. How do we survive in terms of diesel for the generator, for the vehicles, things like that? We're blessed to have a tanker that comes every couple of months, and we offload, if I get my conversion, right, about 1,700 gallons each time it comes in, so quite a responsibility and quite a lot of money. All sorts of variety for the children. We had someone visiting from Romania. She was very artistic, and the children worked with her to make playhouses for the nursery school. Joys involve greatly in hospitality. The house is normally full. There are people passing through, visitation, whether inside or often outside on the veranda. Cara, bless her, is a good reader to Auntie Marin, who's become like a grandmother to her. This is a missionary lady from Canada who's been on the field for 55 years, an amazing example of commitment, now struggling with her hearing and her eyesight. All sorts of variety for the boys, making charcoal, cutting trees, working together as a team in construction, or Cara, bless her, also helping them, but every now and again, she does like her dogs as well, of which I would add only two are actually ours now, and neither of them are ours since we've left. Daniel's enjoyed making little boats, sailing on the river. David loves taking things apart and often gets them back together again. We were blessed last year. We had our first family trip to the Victoria Falls, a nice 18, 19-hour drive down to the falls, and it was a special late celebration of our 21st wedding anniversary. So a real wonderful time. It was in the midst of COVID, but everywhere was deserted. So we had wonderful time there and amazing discounts. Let's run through very quickly some of the ministry options, the children's work, the Kayombo Boarding School, Camp and Conference Center, outreach and church teaching, radio ministry, medical work, and the Village for the Elderly. Please, I don't expect everybody to remember all of these. I'm just throwing them out. So you just pick one or two items the Lord lays on your heart, and you can pray for that work. The children's work, as we mentioned, children abound. We're blessed to have a Sunday school that has actually resumed, and yet is just being shut down again because of COVID issues at the moment. 300-400 children dividing into many classes for early Sunday morning. We're blessed to have a preschool or kindergarten where from Monday to Friday, we have about 60 children divided into two classes, 30 in each class, and two good Zambian ladies running that nursery school. Various children clubs, which the children have been helping with, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Joy does a Bible study group just outside or in another location every Tuesday afternoon with a number of young ladies. Opportunities abound, but here is one that is amazing. Kayombo Boarding School. This is a public school run by a board of Assembly Christians. Sounds just like America, where the government comes to you as a church and says, please, can we partner with you to provide quality education on a spiritual foundation? I'm sure you do that every day in York here. Incredible opportunities. It's like, wow. We're allowed to select the teachers who are paid by the government. The boarding capacity is now 350, started just over 7 years ago with 13, 14 boarders, and now praise God for the incredible advancement of the school. In a very remote location, 3 hours drive from where we are, but you just, wow. You drive through bush and bush and village and bush and bush, and finally, you come across this incredibly built structure. It's complete in every way. A huge administration block, as you can see, various classrooms, boarding areas, kitchen, and 20 teachers' houses. How can you say no to run such a facility for the glory of the Lord? These are two of the key people, good Zambian believers in education, who have headed the school now for almost 7 years. The principal and the vice principal, and based upon their commitment, just 2 or 3 years ago, the government recognized the school as a school of excellence. Praise God for that. What are the opportunities? Well, obviously, teachers, staff, support people. But you imagine 350 pupils every morning exposed to a good devotion throughout the week. Tuesday afternoon, Scripture Union. Saturday morning, specifically a gospel service for them. And pre-COVID, the local assembly Sunday morning, they're all there for the gospel meeting. It's like, wow, what an opportunity the Lord has provided. Just very quickly, some of the science labs. The Lord helped us to install a new solar power system recently for lights and freezers in the kitchen. So just praise God. This is a note of praise to Him. Praise God for such a wonderful opportunity and the lives transformed by the gospel through those 7 years of operation. The whole foundation of the school is be still and know that I am God. Samafunda, camp and conference center close by to where we were living, but sadly currently affected by COVID. We hope it will be running soon. But just to give you an idea, many opportunities with young people from grade 7 to grade 12. We have 6 camps normally each year, about 150, 200 pupils for 3 or 4 days over a long weekend. They complained a little bit once they left grade 12, so a college camp was introduced, meaning anyone who's finished grade 12 can come back and study the Word of God. Great opportunities with them, free time for sports, practical, collecting firewood, and the other great purpose is Bible studies. Monday night to Friday, midday, people come from assemblies in the area for real, consistent, in-depth Bible study. Great opportunities at Samafunda. Village outreach is an area that's close to my heart because Africa is open. You can speak to almost anyone, anywhere, at any time. Sadly, many false churches, resulting in a lack of understanding about the gospel. But praise God, as I've mentioned, many are open, almost everyone. You ask first, do you mind if I share something from God's word on their village? And their response would almost be, why would I say no? Just like America. we've used a lot the Two Roads, Two Destinies charts in the local languages, and they've been a great tool in this work, as we will mention in a moment. Some of the local brethren we've worked with over the years, and praise God in our absence, that work is continuing. They've caught the vision, and they're reaching out even in our absence. Monday afternoon is devoted to this. We divide up into groups, go from village to village. Depending how many people are there, you just share. And as mentioned, we use this particular chart. This is in Lunda, Two Roads and Two Destinies. And it's just a good visible presentation for them. Just keep in mind, a lot of people in rural Africa don't read that much. So when they see something, it's like, wow. You present the message, you talk them through the two roads, the here and now, the eternity, etc., etc. The cross is the only way. And so often the lights come on. It's like, that's it. And you get into all sorts of discussions, questions and answers. Children always love literature. We're blessed a couple of times a year to get away for perhaps 4, 5, 6 days to a remote area, maybe 5 hours drive, 8 hours drive away, just consolidating in that work. And we're blessed early morning to have prayer time, Bible study with the believers, and then throughout the morning, afternoon, evening, and you can get groups of 40, 50, 60 people on a village just coming to hear the message of the gospel. Praise God for those wonderful opportunities. Church teaching, again, a great need, because the lack of literacy often results in people believing whatever they hear. And that is a challenge. Without the ability to read, you're so easily deceived. And so, 50 or so smaller assemblies in the area within a 2 hours radius of La Loma, a lot of Sunday visitation, typically rarely meeting at La Loma on a Sunday. We meet with them in the week and then various conference opportunities. 6 elders at La Loma, spiritually taught, grounded in the work. Please remember them in their work for the Lord. So often, most Sundays with a group of young people, we go one particular direction, drop some, 2 at one assembly, move on, drop 2 more, go to a 3rd assembly each Sunday of the year. Local conferences just there at La Loma, a wonderful opportunity right under the trees. You may be in a rural area. Rather than establishing a structure, you're literally just there under the trees for a number of days. And again, even in conference work, we've used a huge version of the same chart just to teach the gospel. And again, people's minds and perception just suddenly change. This is what the cross is all about. This is the grace, the wisdom, the power of God. Recently, we've been introduced to a wonderful radio ministry. Right in our local area, we have a community radio. And every Thursday, I had the open invitation, please come and share the gospel in Lunda. They divide the week up into various languages. And Thursday afternoon is the Lunda session. So for about a year, we went through the basis of faith, the only foundation through the book of Genesis. The coverage, 30 to 40 kilometers, so a great opportunity for that. And at the end of each session, many call in to express appreciation. Let's just bounce on to the hospital work. Medical work has had a huge impact in Africa. And here at La Loma, a proof of God's faithfulness for 65 years. Every year is a miracle of God's provision and care in that situation. So many spiritual opportunities, serve a community of over 60,000 people, and again, partnering with the government, so most of the staff are employed by the government. Here is our hospital team. I could take an hour talking to you about that team. It's an amazing action of God, initially establishing a board for the hospital to run it, and then after the board, God worked to produce a brilliant team in the management. Staff devotions, Monday, Friday morning. How many hospitals here can you walk in and have a devotion with all the staff? This doesn't happen, but Africa is an open door. Each morning and evening, the gospel is presented throughout the hospital on the public address system. Again, offloading medical supplies several times a year. You have to order 6 months in advance. Medical supplies come. We're also able to add to that with various supplies within Zambia. I can talk through the reasons why and where. It's not as straightforward as it sounds, but we're blessed to have that commitment from overseas. About 120 beds in the hospital, a very busy outpatient department. Thankful for an ambulance where we can collect from the clinics in the area. Several years ago, a new operating theater. Is that right in American English? Joy, I get confused here. You understand operating theater? We're blessed to have a new one. Always people waiting to see the doctors. I have to throw in this slide. It's like, wow, how can you ever say there is no God when you see a new life? This is like God at work. Amazing. And we have great opportunity in just that maternity ward to share not about the wonder of physical life, but also the wonder of new birth in Jesus Christ. To train physically, to provide physically is one thing, but the key thing God is looking for is spiritual input from parents in the lives of their children. The young children's ward is labeled the Noah's Ark just because it's designed out and there's all sorts of pictures of the ark and animals, etc. So many areas, but in every ward of the hospital, anytime you can go in and witness to these patients and you can get into wonderful discussions about all sorts of things with them. Just on a bigger scale, perhaps you've heard of La Loma Mission Hospital, Dipalata, Chivuma, Kalani, Chitokoloki, Mambalima, a number of years ago, were able to form a board to oversee and interface with all of those institutions so that we're actually working together for the honor and glory of the Lord. And this is a typical meeting which takes place two or three times a year. Village for the Elderly mentioned so many opportunities for the young people, but there's so many elderly who are in need. Started over 25 years ago, just a simple refuge for those who are either accused of witchcraft, and again, I can talk you through that. Sadly, it's an undercurrent still in African life. You will not see it when you visit, but it's always there. Death from the African mindset is not a result of disease. It's a curse upon you for something you may have done. And often they accuse those who are old in their society or have no relatives either able or willing to look after them, but a very practical way to show the love of God. With the Lord's help, 5 housing areas have been established, nothing great, just a simple refuge, 1 room for each of these people with a cooking area where they're happy. And if you ever think life is tough in your life, just go down and spend an hour with them. It will transform your outlook, your mindset on life, just content with a little that they have. Some heart-moving stories, I won't go into those tonight. Each month, God provides for their basic needs in terms of their food, in terms of their soap, some funds, various bits and pieces. Currently 25 people, although I haven't updated, just 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks, 2 of those elderly people have passed out of time into eternity. So many special contacts and friendships in Zambia, because Zambia's people, relationships. It's not really so much what you know, it's who you know, and that leads into so many great opportunities. And we'll just present a few people from teaching at school back in 98. I bumped into this gentleman. He finished his schooling in 2001. He really became a firm friend, almost like a Zambian son in a sense. Been through so much together. Recently, his wife was forced to divorce him because of her family. But praise God, they're back together again. God is incredible. He's now qualified with his degree in teaching, a good help in the assembly, especially in the Sunday school, young people's work and camp work. Charles, I think Sharon will remember this young man. He used to be a special friend of Mitch's, comes from a village area, an hour away, yet committed in his schooling, willing to walk miles and miles to get to his school. Daisy, another missionary nurse, took an interest in him, sponsored him through. After 15 years at our hospital, he became the nursing officer. And then just a few years ago, he was appointed by the board as the director of the hospital. Huge responsibility for him, a spiritually committed young man. And again, we really miss the relationship, but thank God we're still together. Contact via WhatsApp or something else. Ioano, I mentioned him in the workshop. Again, a miracle of grace. A tough background, tough upbringing. But praise God, he's come to know the Lord. And he's huge help in the workshop. Transportation with the elderly. And just to put the icing on the cake, the last week we were at Loloma, he was baptized and brought into fellowship. God is so good. Mary, many other young ladies we've come across in our life there, had a tough time, a really bright light for the Lord, married the wrong person, not because she wanted to, that's how African life was, widowed at an early age, left with 4 young children, and yet, praise God, she's gone through her teaching at college and is now a teacher and a bright light for the Lord. Kapi in Lunda. Kapi is the youngest of twins, and both of them were at school, and they used to confuse me because they're identical twins. They had a lot of fun with me until I suddenly realized there's 2 of them. But the real heart of the story is that Kapi, the youngest, was saved at one of the boys' camps at Samafunda. Both of them from a Catholic background, both have come to know the Lord. Both are now teachers teaching in public school, and Kapi is at Kayombo, the head of department for science. Isn't it incredible how God works? He had that all sorted out years ago, before we even realized it. So, conclusion, time to wrap up. Just praise God for the many special opportunities in Zambia. The open door is still there. It's not so much what you're going to do. We often say it's what you're not going to do, because opportunities come knocking all the time. And for a dedicated team of Christians, not just missionaries, but local Zambian people committed to the work of the Lord. Pray for God's ongoing work of building his church there. I'm going to finish with the Anderson family and then a brief request for ourselves. You may not be aware, we're stepping back from that work for several years for a number of reasons. And one of the confirmations as we're thinking through this was a contact from this very family last year. And it led to them being called of the Lord to Liloma. We only had a month with them before we left. A lovely family, Stephen and Stephanie Anderson from Washington State. But life will not be easy for them. It's a huge change, starting the culture, the language, everything. And yet he has a heart for the work and supported by his wife. So just think of them and pray for them as they continue in the work that God has for them at Liloma. And lastly, for ourselves, for God's clear confirmation, we're in a time of transition. Our hearts are still in Africa, but we're back here in America. How does that work? I'm not even an American. That's a whole nother. God is in this story, a miracle of God. Number one, for our family as to where we should live and serve the Lord in the U.S., and we know you're faithfully praying for us. We really appreciate that. Our involvement in the care of Joy's mother, you're probably aware she's based in Chicago, she has dementia. Sam, Sarah, and Rebecca are taking the burden of her care. But obviously we would love to be involved in that as well. And just how that will work out with our recent visit, it seems far more likely God would have us that side in Chicago, and we're just committing that whole matter to him in prayer. And lastly, for our children, whatever God has for them in terms of college, apprenticeship, whatever that may be. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, your commitment. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. So I just open for 2 minutes in case anyone has a question, or if I rush through too quickly, apologies.